This is the AV15, a production of the Atlantic Voice podcast. If you've got a quarter of an hour for us, then we've got 15 minutes for you. So grab your skinny, venti, double whip mocha, your cup of tea with milk and two sugars, or something with bubbles if that's your fancy, and spend the next 15 minutes with us here at the Atlantic Voice. This is the AV15, I'm Zeph.
And I'm Eric.
Both of us here joined together via Skype.
Yeah, are you interviewing me? Is that how this works?
No, I'm just starting. The whole point of you and I being on this week, as I always threatened when we introduced the AV15, that we were always going to talk to other people, but on some weeks we wouldn't have other people, so we've always got each other.
Yeah, so it's like a threat directed at me, I think.
No, not at all. It's a threat directed at ourselves. Well, no, we actually do have some people lined up, but I actually have a whole list of people to interview, including a sports reporter for the Orlando Sentinel, a yoga instructor. And I'm actually going on the road this week to interview a shooting instructor.
All
so
right.
We're going to have plenty of interesting people coming on, but we just don't have anyone for this week.
You should have the yoga person and the shooting person in the studio at the same time.
At the same time. Well, no, I'm doing it. I'm going on location for these things.
Oh, good.
So, you know, it's like a proper, you know, out and about.
Yep. Speaking of location, since we're on Skype, I'm not in the basement studios.
You know, and it sounds different.
Yeah.
Are you by any chance in front of a TV tray?
I am in front of a TV tray. I'm in the living room studios.
I see.
Instead of the basement studios. But mostly I'm afraid of the basement without you here to help.
Oh, well, it is dingy and dank down there. So anyway, I do have a bone to pick with you before we start. And we just have a couple of topics that we're going to talk about today. I do have a bone to pick with you.
With me?
Yes. After the last AV15, when we had, I think it was Megan came on to talk about tough mudding.
Do you mean the AV22?
Yes. You sent me an email the next morning saying it's the AV15, not the AV22.
Yeah, I just stopped listening at 15, so I missed the last 7 minutes of that.
Well, what if her interview was building to a crescendo? Well,
somebody should be controlling the AV15. If you say it's 15, it better be 15.
All right. Well, I've got the stopwatch running right now. And on this week's AV15, we've already killed 2 minutes with just nothing.
13
so we only
left.
Have to kill 13 more minutes.
With nothing.
With nothing. I read something online today. I was reading something and I saw the article referenced a Stephen Colbert bit where he talked about pizza drones. And that made me think of the episode we did about drone technology. And you did your Italian accent pilot seeing pizza drones. And it made me think, I think people are ripping us off.
I don't remember if that was pizza, but maybe it was an inspiration for the pizza drone. I do remember my Italian accent. It was excellent. But
so maybe you weren't saying pizza drone. Maybe you were saying that's a piece of drone.
Oh, that's right. You know, I did say something about pizza, but that was just, I was just doing my imitation. I think I said that's a spicy meatball or something like
yes.
that.
Yes. So I'm going to ask you, did Stephen Colbert rip us off or not?
Eh, somewhat. I like to prefer to say that he was inspired by us.
All right. Well, at least he's listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, and now we're mentioning Stephen Colbert, I am trying to line up someone who's interning on The Daily Show to come on the AV15 and talk, but that person has not responded to any of my messages. There you go. So you're actually not going to accuse Stephen Colbert of ripping us off?
I wouldn't dare to do that. He's such a nice fella.
I know he's a nice fellow, but we might get more listeners by starting a phony war with, you know, someone famous.
All right. I mean, Steve Colbert, you know, you've ripped me off.
Stephen Colbert probably has about 6 million Twitter followers. We have 14.
Well, you know, it's a place to start. But he could bury us, maybe.
I could, but I'd like to think that he wouldn't. He'd be encouraging, you know, all comedy. Even bad comedy.
Even the comedians that are making fun of him.
So anyway, I need to actually let our listeners know something. We said at the top of this AV15 that we're not in the studio together, but we are connected by Skype and we are actually video calling each other. So I can see my partner.
Yep.
And I didn't.
Don't I look good?
You do look good. Yes, it's a bit weird to be looking directly at you, but I can see your microphone in the picture. I don't think mine's off to the side.
No, I'm taking advantage of the fact that we're not having to share a microphone to use a microphone like it's properly designed, where I'm actually close to the microphone.
Oh, okay. Because I still place the microphone off to my left, even when I'm alone here. When I interview other people for the AV15, I place the microphone off to my left, and then it feels like I'm sitting next to you in the basement studio.
So when you say even when you're alone there, you mean even when you're not podcasting, you just leave the microphone off to your left everywhere around the house?
Yeah, and then I feel more at ease. It's like this, you know, that there's like people who swim always walk around in flip-flops or something because then they feel they're at the pool.
Okay.
I don't know. So you don't believe we were ripped off by Stephen Colbert. You sent me something that I did listen to was another rival podcast.
Rival
And
podcast. It's all our rivals.
well, that's how I'm going to look at it. It's a competitive environment. And on this rival podcast, they were talking about films, and they were talking about films just as we were. But I know that on a couple of our episodes, we've talked about Inception movie trailers that go bong. That's been another hookup of yours.
And that was
These
pretty.
guys talked about it.
It was the Grantland Hollywood Prospectus podcast
Okay, we'll
that
give
they were
them a.
talking about. They were talking about movies that were coming up next year. So on the one hand, they were even more inspired than we were. They're talking about movies and reviewing what movies are going to be like a full year before they actually come out. They were all announced at a Comic-Con, but the way they did it is they did mention they were going to go bong every time they mentioned something new, just like the Inception noise. That was pretty much a
But
ripoff.
you did that.
I know. I'll say that one's a ripoff.
So,
I'll accuse
okay,
them of
that's
that.
fine.
I'm sure they're listening to us. Are they the ones in Iceland?
Well, I don't know. But Guten Tag or Hagen Dag or whatever it is. I wrote down greetings in Icelandic. But by the way, talking about our international listeners, we've picked up some more countries.
Which ones?
Well, when Fran was on, our friend that went to Glastonbury, we got a whole load of listeners from New Zealand. And they were our first true Southern Hemisphere listeners. Although, frankly, I'm a bit disappointed. I kind of expected more people from New Zealand to be listening to the show, but apparently, I guess Fran has traveled away from New Zealand and they've all forgotten about her.
Or she's forgotten about them and
She's
she
forgotten about
doesn't.
them. All right, so it's the AV15, so we have a couple of quick topics. I guess, do you want to start with Royal Kid? You said to me, oh, I've got some stuff about the Royal Kid.
It was start. I think we're halfway done, aren't we?
No, we've done about 7 minutes. So we've got
Gotcha.
7 minutes now to move through like three topics.
That's about halfway.
All right.
The royal kid, George, is that his
George
name
something
there?
or other, yeah.
George and three or four more names or things like that.
But none of his direct relatives I noticed. Like, apparently, obviously you noticed, back in England you can bet on everything. And the bookies, they were betting, they'd stopped taking bets on George. So clearly someone had insider information on that. But they reckoned it would be like either his grandfather's name, Charles, or the great grandfather's name, Philip, would be one of the other names. But apparently they all got the kibosh. Is it Louis?
I
Is it
don't
George Louis?
know. You're the British person on
I
this
don't
show.
know. Well, and I hope not, because Louis is French. Although, again, all these royals, they're all connected at some level.
That's
It's all
right.
inbreeding anyway. So you said you
Gotcha.
had some bits about the royal kid.
Oh, I don't know about bits. I just was wondering if we should be doing some imitations of, the Queen Mom being, oh, I've got my grandson or whatever. No, it's great grandson,
Great
right? And
grandson,
great
yeah.
grandson's here. I jumped out of a plane and all that sort of stuff. Whatever it is, but I'm very nonplussed by the entire story.
It was very over the top, like that. And living here in America, the coverage was just off the wall. I had people coming up to me going, "Oh, are you excited about the royal baby?" Like I knew them. I mean, it was the weirdest thing. I think people like if you're an expat, if you're a British expat living anywhere in the world, when something like this happens, all the locals come up to you like you know the royal people.
Yeah, and you don't even know his name, so.
But I don't even know the kid's name. You might be French, as far as I know, or German or something. So you're nonplussed by the thought of a royal, the next one
Yeah.
along.
You know what it feels like? There's been a bit of an arc of British popularity between the Olympics and,
Jubilee.
Jubilee and all that sort of stuff. It's like the last
Winning
chapter.
Wimbledon.
It's like closing it out.
What,
Yeah,
let me say
winning
that again.
Wimbledon.
Winning Wimbledon.
Okay, winning
Winning the Tour de
Wimbledon.
France
You
2
just like
years
to
in a
say that
row.
because all the W's, winning Wimbledon.
No, I'm just happy. We've done all these things that in my lifetime I never thought I'd see, and we might not see again.
Well, I think the birth of George signals the end of that arc. The story arc is now done.
Okay, but I am going to say this. For me, the royal baby being born isn't as exciting as Andy Murray winning Wimbledon.
No, it's not. Well, that's why it's like the end. It's like it's the unwinding of the story. It's all over now.
Oh, really?
Yep,
Oh.
the whole British story is done.
Oh. Well, thanks for informing me of that.
I did want to know why did they wait a day to announce his name? Like,
It's
were they
royal
really trying to
protocol,
were
isn't
they
it?
trying to figure it out or something like that? I mean, or did this child? I mean, pretty much everybody I know has a child. They have the names all lined up before the child's born, And you find out right away. And this,
I, you know what I think it is? I think it's a cheap way of keeping themselves in the headlines. If the kid is born, they give him a name, then the next day we've all moved on to the next thing. But this way, it holds. So there I was cut off in mid-sentence by Skype talking about the royal kid.
I think that was letting you know something. I think that was letting you know it was time to move on to a new topic.
All right, so our next topic is, I saw something in the newspaper today that I thought would be of interest to you, and I sent it to you. And I think it's important I say this. I am surprised that I found this story and it was news to you.
That's because you're on summer vacation and I'm still working very hard.
All right, fair enough. So for our listeners at home, the story was that someone from Disney, I think one of the top executives of Disney.
Kathleen Kennedy, the woman who's been tasked with executive producing all these new movies.
She came out and said that the new Star Wars films would try to use as much like real effects and costumes and all kinds of stuff and locations as possible rather than doing all kinds of CGI, which is the problem with the last movies.
Well, one of the problems, but yes, they're going to be doing more on location, more with real actors and costumes and less Jar Jar Binks and other sort of computer generated stuff.
That's good because those first three movies are great, but those last three movies sucked. Copyright Atlantic Voice.
Right. Like, I'm sure that's an original idea that we were the only ones who come up with.
But I mean, I don't understand why they've suddenly done this U-turn. Surely it's cheaper to use the computer. What is it? I mean, why have they decided that they're going to be doing the real thing?
Well, I think I did see she was saying she was inspired by seeing costumes of folks who are big fans and seeing that, you know, they could put together good costumes. And then why shouldn't the actual movie use real costumes? Why use a computer for this stuff? And I mean, I think.
So wait a minute. You mean
running the franchise are far more perceptive than George Lucas was in the past 10 years.
So you mean the people that are going to like conventions and stuff and all dressing up as, you know, whoever?
Yeah, they dress up as everybody, right? All the characters. I think Darth Maul is a popular one these days, but there's always a Darth Maul. He's the guy with the red and black face paint and the spikes on his head.
But he was only in one movie.
Yeah, but he was a good character.
All right.
And he wasn't computerized at all.
So he was a real dude in a costume.
That's right. I think he was some sort of martial arts expert.
So let me ask you a question now, and this is a personal question.
Really?
Yeah. If you were to dress up as a Star Wars character, because I know that's your thing, who would you dress up as?
Well, first of all,
Star Wars is your thing. I don't mean dressing up as a character is your thing. Who would you dress up as if you were a Star Wars, like one of those guys at the conventions?
It's a pretty good question. I think I'd go with Han or Luke.
Oh, that's boring, isn't it?
It's not really boring. I don't think there's a lot of people who do those. I think a lot more people want to do things with makeup and all kinds of things like that. And there's a ton of people who do stormtroopers. And they all like get together. There's like a whole group. I forget what it's called. It's called, you know what it is? I think it's
Wackos.
No, I'm just thinking the name of their
mouth
thing
business.
Is
this.
Saf. Come on now.
You know who
you're
I would,
making fun of, you're
you know
making
who I would
fun
dress
of
up
the
as?
Listeners.
Oh, you know who I would dress up as? Remember in the original Star Wars, the very first Star Wars, not the Federation, I'm getting my Star Wars and Star Trek, the Empire, the pilots of the little fighters, and they looked like stormtroopers, but they had like a black helmet and stuff.
That's right. Yeah, and little hoses coming out of it.
That looks really cool. I would dress up as one of those guys.
They look tougher. That's true.
They do. Like, they look mean and, yeah.
But I don't know if that's the most convenient for getting around a convention.
Why? Yeah, people get out of your way. If you go into the bathroom dressed up like that, no one is going to go, yeah, I'm first. They're going to go, ooh, sorry, intimidating pilot dude.
And since you never saw him below the neck, for all you know, they're wearing, you know, white underneath their pajamas or something like that. It could be really disappointing to you.
Well, yeah, it's like TV people, isn't it? They wear like a suit and tie and then they're wearing sneakers underneath.
Right, if you're lucky.
Yeah, so, yeah, all right. I must say this. I am concerned a little bit. We've talked about the royal kid, and now we're talking about Star Wars. Even though these are diametrically opposite interests, these are two committed fan bases. The people that are heavily into Royals and the people that are heavily into Star Wars.
Yeah, and never the twain shall meet. Or maybe they do meet, but I hate to find out where they meet.
Well, it's people who... but it makes sense, though, because people obsess about... If you're obsessing about a fake empire and a fake princess and who's supposed to be the next emperor and her unknown brother and all
this kind of
stuff...
You're talking about the Royals now, right?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's about the movie. Okay, I was confused there for a minute.
Star Wars ripped off the royal family. You know?
I guess anything that has, like, royalty. You know, Star Wars has a sort of royalty. You know, they have...
Well, they do, don't they? Because it's all about a king, basically, who's been overthrown. Because obviously, even though there's no king or queen, if there's a princess, then by extension, the dad is a king or a queen.
Yeah, well, I think that was just...
That's her role, isn't it?
I think it was just on her play. That was Jimmy Smith, wasn't that her dad? I don't mean really, but I mean like when they put her on the planet, it was Jimmy Smith who was playing a role of her dad there, like the adoptive dad that was the king of the planet.
Oh, and that's how she became a princess.
Mm-hmm.
So really, she's not actually related.
No.
She's basically a pretender. She's exactly. Like a Richard III scenario.
Again, more like the royals.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you look closely at this whole Star Wars legend... as it happens, Leia and Luke, they're the imposters. Because she's not related by blood. Because Jimmy Smith was her dad and he was the king.
Yeah, but I don't think she claims anything by basis of being a princess.
In fact, uses the name, gets all kinds of free rides on spaceships and everything.
Well, her planet
princess, we need to give the princess a ride. Oh, put her in the royal suite and everything. I mean, you know, she's being slightly deceptive. If she's not really a princess.
I mean, cut the lady a break. Her whole planet got blown up.
Yeah. I don't know.
And Luke never really claimed to be anybody. He was just...
Well, he just didn't know, did he?
Of moisture farmers. Weren't that what they were? They, like, get moisture on the desert. Or the dessert.
Was that what he was doing?
Yeah, that was their whole thing was like a moisture farm. Like, that's how they got water on the planet.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I saw that movie like 35 years ago. I never knew that. I thought they were just like... farmers, and because they're in the middle of a desert, they were sort of crap farmers because they weren't able to grow anything, and that's why they were poor.
Like
I didn't realize
farmers.
They were looking for water.
Yeah. I think they referenced something called like evaporators or something like that. I think some sort of machine that they're supposed to gather water or something.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Of course,
I feel like I've learned something new about Star Wars.
Now, once we're done, I have to go check and make sure I'm right because that'll be embarrassing.
And now that I know more about Star Wars, I'm going to have to go and dress up.
If it turns out I'm wrong, we'll say that there was a dropped call in the middle of that.
Let me see. We've done Royals. We've done Star Wars. I'm trying to see what else. Oh, here's another story for you. Johnny Depp claims that he's going to quit acting.
Didn't he do that already?
Oh, very good. So you didn't like Lone Ranger then?
Well, I didn't see it, but I'm sure I didn't like it. I didn't like any of the Pirates of the Caribbean or Caribbean or whatever the heck they call that.
You say Caribbean, I say Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah, I think he's been wrapping things up for a while there, which is a shame because he's pretty good.
He is very talented, and I want to give him a shout out. I've been watching that 21 Jump Street movie over the summer because it's been on TV, and of course, like when they play it on TV here, they just play it to death, so you can watch it at all. You wake up in the morning, let me catch the end of 21 Jump Street. He's very good in that.
For about 8 minutes.
Well, but still... It would sort of, I think if he quit acting now, even though he has done movies since that, he could kind of claim his career was full circle. It was bookended by 21 Jump Street.
That was his capping achievement, was a cameo on 21 Jump Street. And he was with the other guy who was from 21 Jump Street too. But
he's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And she was also in it as well. The girl. Holly Robinson.
Yes, right.
She was in it. And then the Chinese guy, he was also in it, but on a TV screen in the background.
Oh.
That's a big thing they do now for these rebooted movies. If you can't get the actors in, they find a way, like they have a picture of them on the wall. So in the scene at the end where they're in the hotel room, and if you haven't seen 21 Jump Street, I guess this is a spoiler for you. The big screen TV is playing in the background, and his face is on it doing something. So he is sort of in the movie. So we're back for those of you who've been listening, who stuck out this far. If the segment about 21 Jump Street just ended in the middle and you didn't know what was going on, that's because we lost the Skype call. So anyway,
I just want everybody to know that the AV15 that you listen to, which, by the way, is going to get narrowed down to 15 or else I'm going to delete it off of our host. I just want you all to know that it took an hour and a half for us to do this 15-minute podcast.
That's because this, again, this is because we're not in the basement studio. That is a special place where magic occurs, and anytime we're separated, it's not the same.
The magic is not the same. It's some sort of bad magic.
All right, so we talked about Rawls. We talked about Star Wars. You took a shot at Johnny Depp. I complained about Stephen Colbert. We do have a regular show coming up next week, the Mothership Show, as I like to say. Say that very quickly. Do you want to say a few things about part two of the car show?
Second half of the car show, I think basically for me, everything after I turned 18 and on, a lot of stuff on Saabs. And then everything gets more boring as we get older and we get more ordinary cars.
I do want to say this. If you're listening to this show and you haven't listened to part one, please go and listen to part one. We've had a lot of people email us privately to say how much they enjoyed the show and how much they enjoyed the stories. So it's not us telling you it's great to listen. It's other people telling you.
We did get some good reviews. Although the only one thing was, if you're listening to it and suddenly it seems like the channel has changed on the podcast because Zeph has cut in some story in some weird way that nobody has introduced it. Don't panic. You're in the right place.
I wanted to do that. It's, you know, it's a stylistic thing. It's like a French movie. Stuff
like
just
remix.
Happens. Yeah, remix. Boom. And it means if you're listening to the podcast and you're starting to zone out, well, you can't. This holds your attention.
Keeping you jumping.
All right, so part two of the car show coming up. Lots of talk about Saabs and other such vehicles and some entertaining stories. And I think that's it for our effort to fill out an AV15 when I didn't have an interview. I don't think we did too badly.
Yeah, let's get off before it cuts off us off again.
I'm Zeph.
I'm Eric. Take care.
This has been the AV15, a production of the Atlantic Voice Podcast. If you'd like to be on the AV15, please send us an email at atlanticvoice@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at @Atlantic_voice, and all our episodes, whether it be the AV15 or the podcast itself, can be found on iTunes. The Atlantic Voice, 3,000 miles of opinion.